Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, June 20th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We hope everyone had a good weekend. We hope all the fathers out there had a happy Father's Day. Last Saturday night, we went down to something called the Strawberry Festival that they have in our community.
Yeah, they call it the Festival on the Green.
Yeah, and what it is it's one of the last things in this country, I think, where it's actually like a community get-together. And they have strawberry shortcake with ice cream and had a band playing and so forth.
In fact, our community has Friday night concerts all summer long. And there's maybe, 1,000 people living
in
it.
Yeah, it's just like, it's so nice and very relaxing. I knew the drummer from the band. And just a good place where people get together. You see people you haven't seen for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So very enjoyable.
Good way to meet your neighbors, too.
Right. Now, upcoming on Wing TV this week. Tomorrow we have Reverend Ted Pike. He's going to give us an update on the anti-hate laws.
Right. His website is truthtellers.org.
Right. On Wednesday we're going to have Eric Huffman, who we've had on the show, two or three times before. And he's going to talk about the 9/11 European tour, give us an update on what happened there, the ups and the downs. Also, this coming Thursday, we're going to appear on Frank Whalen's radio show. That's going to be on RBN, I think.
Frankly Speaking.
Right. I think we're going to be on from 9 to 11
That's correct.
In the morning Eastern time. And also this upcoming Saturday, we're going to give a speech for the America First Party.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, we're going to do Visigoths radio show.
Right.
So a lot of stuff coming up for us.
Yeah, now, we're going to be busy.
Now, the big thing on the agenda today is we're going to talk about the George Norrie 9/11 roundtable that occurred last Thursday night. But before that, we're going to give you a few updates on stuff. As everyone knows, last week we went to a protest at Penn State University. George Bush visited our campus. And Lisa's been generating quite a bit of, I guess, commentary in the newspaper. Now, they don't mention her by name. It's always the vocal protester.
The small vocal group.
Yeah. And a lot of people there were very, very pleased with it. And in the newspaper, there's been some good coverage of it. But then there's also people that are negative about that, aren't they?
Well, the Democrats that were protesting at the campus were there to have a silent protest, which to me is totally meaningless and ineffective. You can protest silently in your head at home, watching TV.
Yeah.
The whole point of a protest is to voice your dissent, and the louder the better. And I'm a loud protester, and, you know, some people gave me some crap about speaking out and the things I was saying, and I said, I'm not part of your silence.
Yeah.
You know, and your silence is what has gotten you into this mess thus far.
Right. Now, tomorrow we're going to run an article by Jim Kujawa, who traveled up here from Florida and attended the protest with us. We're going to give his comments on
it.
But, yeah, the way I see it is a silent protest is exactly what the powers that be want. They want people to be silent. And if you're going to be silent, why not just sit at home in front of your TV?
And what's the biggest reason to be silent? Because you don't want to be heard?
Exactly.
It's a great way not to be heard.
Yeah. Now, in the news, I heard on the radio this morning, Lisa, Porter Goss, head of the CIA, he knows where Osama bin Laden is.
He has an excellent idea where he is, but, of course, he doesn't say where he is.
Right. And then they also say, but it's going to be hard to find him. So they have a very good idea where he is, but it's still going to be hard to find
him. Hey, it's about time, huh?
Yeah. It's only been almost 4 years now, so.
Also, I wanted to tell you, today there was a rally. I don't know if it's still going on. We'll find out more about that. At the World Trade Center, it's organized by 13 different groups, including the Coalition of 9/11 Families and the Cantor Fitzgerald Relief Fund. And what they want, they're protesting Governor Pataki, Mayor Bloomberg, and the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation's proposed memorial for Ground Zero. They want a respectful, fitting memorial that doesn't equate to a lesson in tolerance. And they're fed up, and what they want to do is take their case above the politicians directly to the American people. And the website is takebackthememorial.org. So please visit and offer your support if you can.
I don't mean any disrespect, but shouldn't they be focusing more attention on not what the memorial is going to be?
Well, the thing is, they don't know
happened.
The truth, so they're focusing on the memorial. If they knew the truth, they'd be screaming bloody murder.
The weird thing about this is we've tried numerous times to contact the widows of the people that were
killed. Yep, the Jersey
killed.
Widows
the
are
Jersey
actually
widows.
Part of this 13 groups organizing this. So, yeah, and they don't respond.
Yeah, incredibly, you know, I leave these very intriguing messages to say, like, we have information that will be of great interest to you, not a word from them, so we can't figure out for the life of us they're doing.
This press conference and rally today kicks off a national campaign of them making their case to the American people. Check out the website anyway, and if you manage to get a hold of any of these people, tell them to get a hold of us.
Yeah. Now, since we're speaking of 9/11, I got an email a couple of days ago from Nico Haupt, and he's very incisive in his views. He's not one of these people that just because someone says they're a patriot, he buys everything they say, you know, carte blanche.
He's a veteran activist.
Yeah, and he's very much, he's suspicious of people, which we think everyone needs a very healthy dose of suspicion, especially with people that call themselves patriots. Well, he had two comments in his email. First, he says that he's looking at Morgan Reynolds as a replacement now for Carl Schwartz, who there's been a lot of heat on lately and a lot of questions. And he also said, he says, look for the next development where they're going to say that Al-Qaeda actually was the ones that wired the World Trade Center in August. Now, wouldn't that be something that they can't get past? The World Trade Center demolition, the controlled demolition. So what you're going to do now is say that, Al-Qaeda secretly snuck into this building and they're the ones that wired it.
And Peter Pan and Tinkerbell did it too.
Yeah.
Also, Bush on Saturday said that the U.S. was forced to invade Iraq because of 9/11. And he once again defended the war in Iraq, telling Americans that we had no choice because of the September 11th strikes. He resisted calls for a timetable with regard to bringing thousands of American soldiers home that are deployed there. And this is what he said. We went to war because we were attacked. And we're at war today because there are still people out there who want to harm our country and hurt our citizens. He must be talking about himself and his administration and his neocon puppet masters, too.
Exactly. Now, the Downing Street memo, since we're talking about war, still won't go away. Got a phone call from Chris Emery over the weekend. He was watching a show, I think it was on C-SPAN or one of those, and he says, we need to impeach this guy. I mean, the evidence now is so overwhelming that this administration lied at every single turn. But then you listen to talk radio, and they're like, oh, well, this is just a secondhand memo. This is hearsay. We'll just dismiss it out of hand. But this is something that's not going to go away, and we hope the people that are pushing it keep pushing it, and especially the mainstream media, you know?
Yeah. There's another heads up here. The U.S. nuclear power industry is seeking a quiet comeback, a rehabilitation. The Senate's considering an energy bill that includes financial incentive for construction of new nuclear plants. The architect of this bill is New Mexico Republican Senator Pete Domenici, an advocate of nuclear energy. He's joined by Bush, who's in favor of boosting nuclear power. Yay, Bush. Also in agreement, John McCain, Senator Harry Reid, and Senator Frank Lautenberg.
Yeah, the European Union still in disarray. I've been reading quite a bit about this. At least it's worse than we thought. I mean, from every angle, this thing is just crumbling. And of course, that's great news. The only thing that worries me is what if the powers that be, the global elite, are going to use this to their own advantage and create some kind of spike event, which then they'll say, well, we need this now. We need this strong European Union. So remember, it's always thesis, antithesis, synthesis, and they can use this to further their agenda. But as it stands now, the EU is very much in trouble, and they're saying anywhere up to 10 to 20 years to get it back on track. That's a great thing.
Here's an interesting little thing. Fox News Channel is under investigation by OSHA. One of their technical workers was exposed to diazinon and was actually removed from Fox News by ambulance and hospitalized for several days in March. And it turns out they've been allowing this spraying over the years on a regular basis. So a tipster called into OSHA, and now they've been notified with a non-formal initial complaint, which if they don't respond within 5 days, they will be getting a knock on their door. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I was talking to someone today that's actually going to a conference in Canada about mad cow disease. And I said, yeah, that's definitely a lingering threat on the horizon. But I said, you know what scares me even more so? As I said, I'm still reading a lot of stories about this avian flu outbreak. And I asked him, I said, are we prepared for it in this country? And he says, absolutely not. He said, if something like this happened, like he mentioned the year like 1918 or whatever, when there was a huge flu outbreak that killed millions, he said, it'll be devastating to this country. So,
well, let me know if anybody's interested in naturopathic medicine. I know a great person in Texas and another great herbalist in Texas also to hook you up with. Just get a hold of me.
Okay, before we touch on the George Norrie, tell us his story, what's going on with Phil J.
Okay, the buzz with the internet groups is this. There's some unraveling going on at letsroll911.org forum. Apparently, Phil Jahan, also known as, get this, Commander Pod.
That's what they call him. His own people in his own group now call him Commander Pod.
He answers to it. He is in the process of flushing more people through the airlocks, his word. He's now accusing Dylan Avery, the guy who created Loose Change, this great DVD about the Pentagon strike and whatnot. He's calling him CIA.
He's 21 years old.
He's 21 years old. We've had him on our show. He's an awesome young man. And a hard-working 9/11 researcher and activist. And he's accusing him of being CIA and evil. He's calling him evil. So now he's joined the ranks of Victor and I because we're evil,
we're
bad
evil.
People, too.
Yeah. And what did he say about being a descendant?
Oh, yes.
Listen to this. Now, wait. Before Lisa tells it, this is the same guy that wanted to get $1 million from Ellen Mariani to dredge the Atlantic Ocean. This is the same guy that also thinks God's speaking to him. And this is also the same guy that thought a dead Mossad agent is hacking into his computer. So now tell
us. Just so you don't think it's all me. And we don't know if this is true or not, but, you know, when it comes to Phil, you have to wonder. Phil claims to be a direct descendant of the guy who created the Taj Mahal. That's Phil's newest thing. And so anybody who wants to research Jahan's bloodline and let us know what the deal is with that, go right ahead.
It's amazing to us that there's even one person that would still willingly be in this crackpots group.
Well,
see, we get all this information because Phil banned Lisa, you know, weeks ago. But all the people in his group just forward all the stuff that's going on.
Progressively banning them one by one. All they have to do is post something he doesn't agree with.
Pretty soon he's just going to be in the loony bin. So, all right. George Norrie's 9/11 roundtable.
Mm-hmm.
What was your impressions?
Well, I was very pleased that David Ray Griffin was able to get the controlled demolition subject out initially during his first speaking term.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it didn't again resurface till the third hour, and what preceded that was just sort of a, I don't know how else to call it, a pissing match between Peter Lance, Alex Jones, and Michael Levine, who over and over were plugging their websites and books. And I don't even understand the necessity of that because they all had special pages on George Norrie's website for that purpose. So they wasted valuable talk time plugging themselves over and over again. The very first words out of Alex Jones' mouth were, "I don't want to toot my own horn,
but
I predicted 9/11 specifically 2 months before." Levine counters with, "Well, when we predicted 9/11 back in 1997, and on and on and on, it went like that." Peter Lance criticizing and cutting off Alex Jones and back and forth, just a lot of backbiting.
The first 2 hours was spent on nothing but reinforcing the 19-era terrorist angle.
It was all lie hop. It was all incompetence, all negligence.
And 19-Arab terrorists. Now, if I would have appeared on that show, now, of course, you have to be a company man to appear on that show. But, and I'm not saying David Ray Griffin's a company man, but the other three certainly are. Here's what I would have said, Lisa. When they first came to me, I would have said, regarding the 19 terrorists, they had absolutely nothing to do with the destruction of the World Trade Center towers. Secondly, the 19-Arab terrorists had absolutely nothing to do with the Pentagon event. They had absolutely nothing to do with the shooting down or the disappearance or it never being there, Flight 93 in Pennsylvania, and they had nothing to do with anything. To talk about it, all it does is either reinforces the government's position or this lie-hop negligence theory.
It was disheartening to see that David Ray Griffin was sort of buried beneath this pile of lie-hop and terrorism and just disinfo. And, you know, we were talking about it, and so you had three talkers, Levine, Lance, and Alex Jones, and then you have a theologian who's respectful, polite,
right.
And he didn't really try to cut them off, talk over them,
right, that's
or
not his style.
Overly assert himself. He waited for his turn.
Yeah.
And I kept waiting to hear David Ray Griffin speak up, and when he finally did in the third hour, he did bring forth some strong, salient
right.
points about the controlled demolition, which Lance was unable to refute
yeah.
intelligently,
yeah.
and neither was Levine.
Yeah. That's what I would have said. If I was on that show, after reiterating what I just said, I would have said, George, there's only one subject that's the crux issue of
right.
9/11. That's controlled demolition. So if you guys want to waste your time with these 19 Arab terrorists and Lihoff and so forth, whenever you come back to me, I'm going to present unrefutable evidence about the controlled demolition. And I want to see how you answer to that.
What's amazing to me was how people in the aftermath of that show, a lot of people were clapping and saying how amazing the show was, and I didn't find it that way at all, and I stayed up all night and listened to the whole thing.
Now,
and I was more disgusted at the end of it than anything else. Alex Jones was plugging himself from his very first words. Before the first 3 minutes of his first turn were up, he had already plugged his website and subsequently several times throughout the show. I mean, that seemed like to me to be the only thing that he really wanted to talk
yeah.
about, except he kept talking about peripheral issues.
His pay-per-view
very
website.
Little time devoted to the controlled demolition.
Yeah. And see, here's another thing that people don't realize. They've done studies over the years to see how long people listen to certain radio shows or how long they watch TV shows. And as time goes by, less and less people watch, of course. They either go to sleep or they have other things to do or they switch the station, whatever.
They zone out?
Yeah, so the controlled demolition didn't even come up until the last, there was like 20 minutes in the last hour about controlled demolition. And by then, they had lost already a significant portion of their audience.
Well, remember, by that time, it was later and later
yeah,
in the evening.
Here, it was past 4 o'clock a.m. in the morning. So how many people were listening? They should have brought it up. Alex Jones should have brought it up immediately and hammered controlled demolition.
You totally dropped the ball.
Again.
Instead of focusing on terrorists and NORAD and stand-downs and just lie-hop, incompetence,
yeah.
negligence, over and over and over. Why didn't you press forward the demolition, Alex? I mean, that's in your video, too.
There was even a caller to his show the
right.
day he appeared that said, oh, that was Steve from Ohio.
Yeah, the guy who censored.
Yeah, that said, Alex, hit controlled demolition, hit that. And Alex waited until nearly the end of the show before even bringing it up. Now,
well, actually, with that phone call, he abruptly ended that phone call with Steve from
yeah.
Ohio, cut him off, hung up, and then he and Jack McLam proceeded to chuckle about the phone call.
Yeah.
And he said he knew how to handle it, and McLam agreed. Well, guess what, Alex? You didn't handle it. You didn't handle it, Alex.
Now, the one that we do give credit to, of course, is David Ray Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
And even in his closing statement, he talked about controlled demolition again. Now, if I was David Ray Griffin, what I would have said is, George, get rid of these egomaniacal people. This Michael Levine, Peter Lance, Alex Jones, get rid of these self-promoting morons. Get rid of these loudmouths. Let me talk a little bit about
well,
this.
Fetzer. Professor Fetzer was yeah. the backup guest. I would have much preferred to see Professor Fetzer on there with David Ray Griffin. Because
exactly.
we would have had a substantial amount of truth mm-hmm. on that show. And then what was it that Nori had to contribute to the whole
yeah.
discussion?
Here's
he starts off with, there's something very
yeah.
wrong going on in our
that
country.
That was his mantra. You know, all of us agree that there's something wrong in our country.
There's something
and then,
very strange going
yeah.
on in America.
So he must have said this like a dozen times. It's like, George, you know, a 5-year-old kid knows there's something wrong going
yeah,
on
duh.
In this country. So here it is. On the surface, you know, people were saying, oh, this is a great thing. But again, we're going to ask you the same question. Do you think the Clear Channel actually wants the undeniable truth about 9/11 to come out? No. That's why they put on Peter Lance, who's nothing but a neocon promoter. That's why they put on Mike Levine, who said there was no possibility of there being a controlled demolition. He went that far.
You know what was interesting, too? During the very beginning, the introductions for each of the guests, George Nori went on and on about listing the credentials of every single person except David Ray Griffin. The only thing he had to say about David Ray Griffin was that he has his own views. That's all he said about him. And everyone else, I mean, Michael Levine, you might as well call him Mr. Resume,
yeah.
because for the entire duration of the show, all he did was list all of his previous experience in intelligence and covert operations and on and on and on and on. I mean, send me the application. I'll read it,
yeah.
You know?
Yet, he denied that there was any possibility of a controlled demolition. And what we're getting to finally is it drives me insane when I see you people out there getting fed a bunch of BS.
And this buying it.
Yeah, this was another perfect example of an illusion being created because 2/3 of the show was devoted to 19 Arab terrorists. I thought I was listening to Daniel Hopsicker. I mean, you saw how we basically shredded him on this show when he brought this up. There was no possibility that the 19 Arab hijackers did this.
Yeah, he flipped out because he couldn't answer what we were saying because it totally goes against what he's written books about.
Yeah, and so it just came down to 2/3 of the show was spent reinforcing the government's viewpoints.
And
it's unbelievable.
We appreciate how David Ray Griffin tried his best to keep up with the three, you know, egomaniacs around him. But we think that that was one of the reasons why they asked him to be on that show. They knew he wouldn't interrupt.
Right.
They knew he would be polite and wait his turn.
Yep,
and it was
right.
almost like he was sitting in the audience. In fact, I read on APFN today, somebody was talking about this round table, and they listed Levine and Lance and Jones. And no mention of David Ray Griffin, not like he wasn't even on the show.
Yeah. And here's the last thing before we head out is, and this is what I was thinking of as I was listening to that show, is what if you were getting money from every single person's pocket that you know of? Okay? Say $100 a week. Every person you know, every person in America, you're getting $100 per person. Do you think you would really care what they said about you if every week you kept getting this money? Well, that's what it is. The U.S. government keeps getting money every single week from people via taxation. And until we find out how to stop this madness of this IRS and this taxation, they don't care if people are on Clear Channel or Coast to Coast AM at 4 o'clock in the morning talking about the World Trade Center Tower, because we're going to still keep giving our money to them. Well, we don't give our money to them, but that's the thing I kept thinking of, is that we need somehow to become more active. And I was, one last thing, Lisa, I was talking to someone, I was telling you about it yesterday, about all this stuff, and he says, well, you know what, the only truly independent news source that can be is one that isn't compromised whatsoever by any external money source. That means advertisers, that means corporate donors, that means network affiliates,
satellite affiliates.
Yeah, so when you think about independent media, all the other people out there, how truly independent are they?
Well,
do you think Coast to Coast is independent?
No. I was even discussing that point with someone in email the other day where we were discussing our strategy. Our strategy is to tell the truth and to remain financially independent.
That's right.
And that's our strategy.
Exactly. Now, before we go, I found this today in a newspaper I was reading, and it's a quote from William Faulkner. Now, he's a literary figure of the mid-1900s.
And we do want you to hear this. This is such a great quote.
And not only is it great, but listen to how he crafts it. The wordsmanship is perfect.
It's very profound. He says, "I decline to accept the end of man. It is easy enough to say that man is immortal simply because he will endure that when the last ding-dong of doom has clanged and faded from the last worthless rock hanging tideless in the last red and dying evening, that even then there will be one more sound, his puny, inexhaustible voice still talking. I refuse to accept this. I believe that man will not merely endure, he will prevail. He is immortal. Not because he alone among creatures has an inexhaustible voice, but because he has a soul, a spirit capable of compassion and sacrifice and endurance."
Beautiful. Very beautiful. Yeah.
Today's photo gallery, we have music accompaniment of John Mellencamp. It's called Peaceful World.
Yeah, it's a great song. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV with Reverend Ted Pike. Keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on.
See ya.